W-A-Y-T, 88.1 FM, 70,000 watts of gospel power. Power beaming on the Blue Mountains of Mississippi and the flat plains of West Texas and the beaches and bayous of Louisiana. K-A-Y-T, 88.1 FM.
Good afternoon. I'm Bishop Kenny Townsend, along with my wife,
Minister Mildred Townsend.
And you're now tuned in to Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints, right here on KAYT. Sit back and enjoy the Word of God.
To take a stand.
Well, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise ye the Lord and all of his hosts. And once again, thank you, thank you, thank you. And again, thank you for tuning in to another session of Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints, right here on your Real Love Station, KAYT 88.1 FM. I'm your host, along with my beautiful wife of 27 years, because March right around the corner. So, amen. I'm going to speak to things that be not as though they were. My beautiful wife of 27 years, none other than in the person of
Minister Mildred Townsend.
And as always, we bring to you a broadcast ministry, Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints, a broadcast that is especially formulated to help perfect God's people in the end time. As the Word of God says, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the day of the coming of the Lord. For they were partying, getting down, having all type of things going on. But when the flood came, they were not aware of it. What about you, brothers and sisters? Are you aware of the lateness of the hour? Are you aware that the Lord is soon to come? The signs of the times are imminently showing themselves day by day. And we must be like the wise virgins, keeping our lamps trimmed with oil. For the Word of God tells us, when the Lord comes, they that are not ready are going to be left behind. And that is why we call it perfecting the saints. Amen. There's no time to be caught with your work undone. If we are that unselfish servant, that selfish servant that is not taking what God gave us and use it to the best of our ability, then we are going to suffer. As a matter of fact, the Word of God says he took from the slothful servant that was given to him because he did not execute the authority that he had given him with what he gave him, and it was taken from him and given to him that hath. Even as the Word of God says, to him that has not, it shall be taken, and to him that hath, it shall be given. On that note, we're going to ask Minister Mildred to come, if you will. Minister Mildred, share a scripture with us and lead us before the throne of grace in Jesus' name.
Give unto the Lord, O ye mighty, give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due into his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Heavenly Father, once again, we come to you, Lord, thanking and praising you for this beautiful day that you blessed us to be alive. Lord, we thank you because you're wonderful. We thank you because you're glorious. We just thank you because you're worthy to be praised. Lord, we found nobody like you. We thank you, Lord, because we know that you've been mighty good to your people. And we're asking you in the mighty name of Jesus to look on all the people out there that need help, Lord. Lord, look on the backsliders. Lord God, look on all of your people, God, yes, in the mighty Lord. Name of Jesus. Yes, Lord, Jesus. The ones in the nursing homes and all throughout this land and every country, God.
Yes, Lord.
We're asking you to move upon your people
yes,
today,
Lord, God. Please,
because
Lord.
Nobody like you can do it but
Hallelujah.
You, Lord God.
Yes,
in
Lord.
The mighty name of Jesus. Father, we forever give your name to praise.
Yes,
Lord, look on the one that is proud, Lord. Lord, look on them today, Lord
Hallelujah.
God. Help
yes,
them
Lord.
Before destruction comes
yes,
their way, Lord
Jesus.
God.
Yes,
look
Lord.
On them today, Lord
yes,
God.
Lord.
In the mighty name,
in
of,
the name
Jesus.
Of Jesus.
Lord, it's a dangerous thing to have a spirit like that.
Yes,
and
Lord,
we
God.
Cast it down in the name of,
in
Jesus.
The name of Jesus.
Father, we ask you to look on all of your people today.
Please, Lord.
Have mercy on us
right
all, God.
Now, Lord God.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
In the name of
even
Jesus.
The ones in the airways today, God.
Yes, Lord.
We're asking you to look on them today.
Yes,
and
Lord.
And bless them, Lord, to hear something that will be a blessing to them, God, and apply it to their lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen. To our brothers and sisters near and far, if you're ever around the Natchez area, we would certainly love to invite you to come be our guest at the One Way Apostolic Deliverance Temple, 111 Cloverdale Road in Natchez, Mississippi. All roads lead to Natchez, Mississippi. We'd certainly love to have you come be our guest. All denominations are welcome. All seats are free. Praise be to God. Amen. And we are preparing God's people. Amen. Because there are things that are coming upon the face of this earth, brothers and sisters. And one thing that God told me to share with God's people, you ain't seen nothing yet.
My God.
out of all the things that are unfolding around us day by day, the Spirit of the Lord is trying his best to prepare God's people, because as he said, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the day of the coming of the Lord. And that's simply saying, brothers and sisters, things are unfolding. People's minds are distorted. People's minds are corrupt. People's minds have become reprobate.
Yeah.
Praise be to God. We're living in times now, amen, where there's nothing short. And you know what I like about the word of God? It says that there's nothing new under the sun.
Yes.
What is that simply saying, Bishop Townsend? That's simply saying, amen, that the times in which that we are living in, the Holy Spirit wants to prepare us for the things that will be coming. Jesus even prepared his disciples and said, the time will come when they will put you out of the synagogue. Why? Because when you begin to unmask the trickery and the deception of what the evil one is perpetrating and propagating against the people of God, then they'll want to put you out.
Yes.
They did the same thing to Jesus.
Yes.
Why did he do that? Because Jesus did not go with the selfish agenda of the scribes and the Pharisees of his time.
Say it.
The scribes and the Pharisees of Jesus' time only wanted to lift themselves up. They only wanted to maintain the excuse for letting the people know to keep feeding into their agenda. But Jesus said, I must do the work of my Father.
Yes.
And what I like most about the Lord Jesus Christ, he said, the question was asked to him, Minister Mildred. He said this thing. They say, your mother looking for you. Your father's looking for you.
Yeah.
Your brothers and sisters are looking for you. And what did he do? He pointed to his disciples.
Well.
Let me break that word disciple down just a little bit. Disciple means disciplined ones.
Yes, yes.
Disciplined ones.
Yes, Lord.
And he said, behold, my mother.
All right, now.
Behold, my sister, my brothers. And then to just bring it on home, he said, they who do the will of my Father.
Yes.
Not the will of themselves.
My Father.
Not the will of the organization.
My Father.
Not the will of the denomination.
Father.
But
will.
He that does the will of my Father. And how would they know to do the will of the Father? Because they were following the instructions that Jesus Christ had given to them. And so you see, brothers and sisters, as we've been sharing with you, it all boils down to this. The time is coming now where the minds of men and women are being scattered on every level.
Oh, yes, Lord.
But Jesus said something important that should resonate within the confines of our spiritual man. He said, my sheep
know
my voice. Isn't it strange that Jesus understood the voice of that, even those that gave testimony to his word. And Jesus was able, Minister Mildred, to decipher even the very elements of Satan talking through those that were close immediately around him.
Oh, yes.
What do you mean by that, Bishop Townsend? Peter said, Lord, when Jesus told him, I've got to get ready to die, I'm going to go into the hands of sinful men that are going to take me from judgment hall to judgment hall. And immediately Peter said, be it far from thee. No, that's not going to happen. Because the Holy Ghost was working in him, immediately heard. Now, it was Peter's voice.
That's right. But he rebuked
but,
the Spirit.
But Jesus heard the Spirit that was speaking behind the voice.
Yes.
We're simply telling you in the dispensation of time that we're living in, you got to have an ear to hear what the Spirit is behind the voice.
Amen. Amen.
Jesus did not speak to Peter because it was not a personal thing. But he said, Satan, the Lord rebuke you, for thou savorest not the things of God. You see, Peter, it don't take but a second to get in your flesh.
That's right.
Minister Miller, it don't take but a second for the man or woman of God to get in their own flesh. But I'm so glad that the Holy Ghost can hear behind our voice. It can hear behind our intentions. It can hear behind our agenda. It can hear behind what our assignment might be. And Jesus was able to remind Peter that if you don't give wholly over to me, that's who's going to overtake you at all time. Satan was right there to overtake Peter. But Jesus came back and told Peter, he said, you know what? Let me tell you one thing. I've seen your future.
Yes.
And he also, not only did he see Peter's future, he saw Judas's future, too. And he said, you know what? Because of this guy here, even though he was with me, he said, it'd been better for him that he was not born. Why did you say that, Jesus? Wait a minute. You chose him. He was anointed to do your work. He said, yeah, but for this cause, this man was born to be a betrayer. He was born to be a backslider. He was born, amen, to do that. That's why Jesus said, have not I chosen 12 of you and one of you is a devil. You see, brothers and sisters, in your work to do God's, to do his will, Minister Mildred, devils are going to always be around.
Yeah, that's right, Bishop. They're going
to And they're going to be around toting Bibles. They're going to be around preaching God's word.
That's right.
They're going to be around using the gift that God gave because he doesn't take his gifts away. But it is time to be perfected in the things of the Lord. Brothers and sisters, I'm telling you, I was looking, me and my wife was looking on Facebook the other day, just looking through some things, and I saw something that was so disturbing. It was just horrific. It was horrific. One time I looked on there and saw a young lady beating her baby profusely. And I'm talking about every time the baby was hit, the baby would cry and the mama was almost breaking his neck. The baby was crying, coming up to his mother for comfort. And that mother was just beating that baby,
demonized,
kicking him, stomping
right.
the baby. And so when a child, you know what, when a child looks to you for comfort, no matter how abusive you are, they still come to you.
That's what
Did you know it's like that in the church?
Amen.
No matter how wrong the shepherds are, they still come to you.
My
no
God.
Matter how abusive they are, they come because they've been bred that way. Their child looks to that individual as a person of comfort, not abuse.
Yes, Lord. So true.
That child looks to you as a nurture to teach them in the way that they should go, not someone. You know what? It made me think about a person who would take a child and molest them and say, you know what? I'm doing this to show you that this ain't right. How are you going to teach that child something like that?
You can't, Bishop.
See? How can I go to a doctor? And I said, doctor, I need help. And if the doctor comes up to me and say, you know what? I don't even know what's wrong with me. How am I going to tell you what's wrong with you?
Mm.
Would you go to that doctor, Minister Mildred?
No.
Why not? They still a doctor.
No.
Huh? Why wouldn't you go to them? They're still a doctor. No, when you go to a doctor, Jesus said, they that are well don't need a physician, but they that are sick. So if I'm sick and you sick and the doctor's sick, what's going to happen?
Man, nobody going to get well.
Nobody's going to get well.
That's it. Amen. Amen.
But you know, Jesus came to set the captive free.
That's the problem. Yes.
And if we will surrender over to him, if we will give wholeheartedly over
yes,
to Jesus,
Lord God.
He will set. Like, see, one thing about it, I'll tell you like this. God said, tell my people this, that if they're not willing to let me be Lord over all their life, I won't be Lord over any of their life.
Amen.
You hear that, Minister Mildred?
Amen. And basically, he's saying, you know, he won't 100% of us. Amen. You know, a lot of time we think we can just give God what we want. We can just select. And when God wants all of us, you know, Monday to Sunday, he just don't want you on certain days. He wants you 7 days a week, 24/7. That's the type of God he is. Amen. And that's what many of the people are not understanding or care to understand because he don't want us to be part-time lovers to him. Amen. He want a full-time, you know, want us full-time. So that's why God is. So we're just selling ourselves short, thinking God going to accept us. You know, just partiality. No. He wants the whole you.
And he is willing to transform your life. He is willing, amen, to get us to that place that is pleasing. You know, one of the things, and it's interesting that many of God's people love to make the excuse about the lifestyles that they live. But Minister Mildred, go with me briefly to the book of Romans, the chapter 8. And here's something I'm going to share. And if the time permits, we got a few minutes to go through several scriptures once again because I want God's people to understand we got to be ready when the Lord comes. Amen. And the thing about it is, just like when the bridegroom came and the five foolish virgins were not ready, they were left behind. Brothers and sisters, I'm going to share this with you too while Minister Miller is looking at that. We are in what's called now a movement. And this movement is to strip away your true Christianity, your true walk with Jesus, your true sanctification, your true holy walk with God. This new age movement that is slowly mandating itself into our lifestyle through all type of organizational structures is slowly taking the mind frame of the body of Christ and weaving a web of deception that makes it seem like we're all going to fit in the same box with all the different problems and things that we have together. And that is what, as he said before, in the old church, it was going on then. You had people that were trying to discredit the power of the Church of Jesus Christ, and they were trying to fit all type of lifestyles into it. And that's the reason why the apostles, amen, Jesus chose 12 men that were sinners. Watch this. Before they came to him, they were sinners. They were men of destitute, ill repute, irresponsible. But the Bible says that after they came in contact with Jesus, their life dramatically, listen at that, dramatically changed. Matthew, the man that was once a thief, he stopped stealing. Did you hear what I said? Peter, the loudmouth cusser, after he came in contact with God's Holy Spirit, he stopped cussing and started preaching and teaching the pure, unadulterated word of God. So when I think about these chosen men that God chose, after the Holy Ghost came upon them, their life changed. Now, if you can find one man that was still sinning, that we read as a prestigious man of God, who was teaching God's people, show him to me, because there was a change that took place. Minister Mildred, Romans, the same man, Paul, that killed people, the same man that was consenting to the death of Stephen, now has gone through a dramatic change, and he even began to tell the people about, even when he was under the law, he had not known sin except it was by the law, because that was the only thing that helped him to remind him that he was doing things contradictive to God. But now watch what he has to say. Romans chapter 8. What does it say, Minister Mildred?
Therefore, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit.
Now, can I just say something so that you can get some understanding? When we walk in the Spirit of God, walking in the Spirit of God means that we have given totally over to the Spirit of God. What is that like saying? If I can like say that, many of you have watched the movie The Exorcist. And when you saw that movie, that young lady that was possessed was totally possessed by an evil spirit, okay? Now, I want you to understand there's no in-between with God. There's no in-between. That woman was not partially possessed with God and an evil spirit. She was totally possessed. And so when you understand the similitude of how the Spirit of God operates, therefore there is no condemnation for those that walk after the Spirit. But if we are walking after the flesh, then we are bringing condemnation upon ourselves. What else, Minister Mildred?
And the same thing what God is telling us today. We cannot, you know, walk in the world and then thinking that, you know, we are pleasing to God. It just don't happen that way.
Okay. And what else does it say?
Number 2 said, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus have made me free from the law of sin and death.
Now, Paul wanted the Romans to understand, because you see, the fact of the matter is, once we first come to the Lord, we brought a lot of detestable things over into our new walk with Christ. Yes, you are a liar, you are a cusser, you are a drinker, you are a smoker, you are an adulterator, you are a fornicator, you are a masturbator, you are some of everything. But now that you have come over on the Lord's side, Christ has given you the power, listen, to be totally free.
Yes, man.
Totally free.
Amen.
You see, as a man, I ain't partially a man. I'm a whole man.
That's right.
Amen. As a woman, you ain't partially
Amen.
A woman.
Amen.
Huh? You all were. Now, I know. Now, the only way you're a partial woman if the body parts are a woman, but your mind is a man. Then we got some serious problems.
Very serious.
Or I've got the body parts of a man, but I've got the mind of a woman. Something is wrong. Now there's a spirit of condemnation that overtook him in my mind.
My Lord.
But because Christ made me whole. He made me whole.
Yes, yes.
When the word of God says, by his stripes I am healed, that's not, I can't be selective as to what I'm going to be healed in.
Right.
I've confessed that my whole life.
Hallelujah.
So now I don't have to walk in the condemnation of my flesh anymore. Christ has set me free. What else, Minister Mildred?
Number three, say for what the law could not do in that it was weak through the flesh. God sent his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh.
It's been condemned in my life.
Yes.
I'm no longer bound to it.
No longer bound.
It's just like when they came with the Emancipation Proclamation. When they set the slaves free, many of the boss men still tried to manipulate the mind of the slaves.
Yes, Lord.
And said, Jimbo, I need you to get back on my plantation, and I need you to plow them fields. And Jimbo was able to say, Nawsome, Mr. Jim.
Eyes are free now.
Eyes free now.
Yes, Lord.
Now, what about you in Christ?
All right now.
You need to be able to say, eyes free now. When adultery come, eyes free now.
Eyes are free now.
Homosexuality come, eyes free now.
Eyes free now. Hallelujah.
Wife beating come, eyes free now.
Hallelujah.
Huh? Cheating and embezzling. I ain't got to do that. Eyes free.
Oh, glory. Come on now. That's the word.
Somebody going to get this thing and realize
Amen.
It after a while.
Amen. It's real.
But if they emancipated the slaves and then they themselves began to hold slaves in slavery, that was hypocrisy.
Oh, yes.
We don't serve a hypocritical God.
Say it now.
We don't serve a hypocritical Savior.
Yes.
He is not going to bless you to do something that he's not able to keep you in doing. He's not going to bless you, amen, to receive the Holy Spirit and stay in bondage.
Come on now.
But if you got religion, you're going to stay in bondage.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. That's why Jesus said that when the unclean spirit goes out, it goes through dry places seeking for rest. And finding the place where he came out of, swept and garnished, and it's not filled back with the Spirit of God, he makes up his mind, I'm going back home.
Going back home.
Why? Because it ain't filled up with Jesus.
Come on now.
That's brothers and sisters, if you ever want to know what makes the difference in your life, you got to be full of the Spirit.
Hallelujah.
You can't be full of denomination.
Come on now.
You can't be full of organization. You got to be full of the Spirit. And once you make up your mind to be full of the Spirit, then that's when the change comes. What else, Minister Mildred?
Number four, say that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit.
What else?
For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh.
You see, you struggling because you keeping your mind on your struggle instead of what God's word
says. That's the word right there.
If the Bible said, let the weak say that I'm strong, why should I keep on saying I'm weak?
Come on.
Because I'm bringing into manifestation the very thing that God told me not to confess. He said, speak the thing that be not as though it were. So if God said with his stripes I'm healed, and I keep on saying, I still got diabetes. I still got cancer. I'm still a fornicator. I'm still an adulterator. I'm not speaking the word of God. I'll be forever bound
by that thing.
But when we speak the thing that be not as though it were, that's what faith is all about. Yes. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Jesus, through the word, even tells us, let the weak say that I'm what, Minister Mildred?
Strong.
Don't let the weak say that I'm weak. When you are a child of God, you don't confess weakness.
Yes.
You confess power by the demonstration of the Holy Spirit.
Yes, Lord.
That's the reason why when he called Lazarus out of the grave, he made preparation and immediately say, look, get that grave clothes off of him.
Hallelujah.
Well, I don't want you to, Lazarus, I don't want you to affiliate yourself with death no longer. You've been called from death to life. And only when we maintain the frame of mind that we do, we will forever be captivated by the thing that we are seeking to be free from. Yes, brothers and sisters, many of you out there are struggling in your walk with the Lord, but it's only because your frame of mind is keeping you that way.
That's it.
Amen. Many of you are struggling to give your tithe and offering, but I tell you what, it's strange. We put a lot of emphasis on tithe and offering, but not coming out of sin.
My God, my God.
We'll put emphasis on prosperity, but we won't put emphasis on people coming up out of sinful lifestyle. Why? Because, let me tell you something. Our money, what did he tell Simon the sorcerer? If this thing was just about money, Simon the sorcerer said, hey, look, let me give you money that whoever I lay hands on receive the Holy Ghost also. And Peter, full of the Holy Ghost, told Simon, you know what? Your money perish with thee.
This day, amen.
For you think that the things of God can be purchased. Bought. See, we think that if money answers all things in the text in which that we misunderstand it, then he should have been able to buy that gift.
No.
You can't buy the gift of God.
Hallelujah.
You can't buy deliverance from God.
Hallelujah.
It is a gift and it's already done. Just like the Holy Ghost. You don't have to do nothing to earn the Holy Ghost. All you have to do is receive it. You don't have to do anything to get your deliverance. Mm-hmm. Just receive it.
Glory to God.
And declare this day forward, I am no longer bound.
Yes, Lord.
Why do we need to say that? Minister Mildred, I'm going to share with you why. Because when the Lord comes,
hallelujah,
we won't have time to get it right. Those five virgins didn't have time to get it right.
No.
Minister Mildred, Revelation chapter 22, briefly. We got about 5 minutes and we got to stop. And I know this broadcast is being a blessing to you. And as always, we believe in the power of prayer. We believe in the power of deliverance.
Yes.
We believe in the power of breaking the yoke of the enemy. You may be a pastor and say, Bishop, I need your prayer. I'm tired of fighting. I'm tired of struggling. Let me tell you, the power of God is available to you also.
Hallelujah.
Bishop, apostle, yes, you need prayer, but the power is available to you. The Bible says Stephen, being a deacon, cast out devils.
Yes, he did.
Demons cried out when they saw the authority. The only thing lacking in most of our lives is that you have not been pointed in the direction of authority.
Yes, Lord.
Minister Mildred, when it starts at 22, chapter 10, read that for me.
Verse 10.
22 and 10.
And he saith unto me, seal not the sayings of the prophecy of this book, for the time is at hand.
Brothers and sisters, I want to serve you this notice. Time is running out.
Mm.
You've got to get it together.
Oh, is the time at hand?
Your time is of the essence.
There
is a diabolical plot being made right now, amen, to come against you, and you're not even aware of it.
My Lord.
It's just like carbon monoxide poison. It is entering in so subtly.
Yes.
You can't smell it. You can't see it. But the Holy Ghost is the Geiger counter that lets you know what's going on. What else, Minister Mildred?
He that is unjust, let him be unjust still.
That's simply saying that when the Lord comes back, there can't be no changes made.
No change can be made. Mm-mm.
You got to get it right now.
Now.
Because tomorrow ain't promised to nobody.
Yes, Lord.
So when Jesus comes, if you unjust then, all of a sudden you ain't going to be transformed into something just.
That's right.
If he comes at that moment, you're not going to be suddenly transformed into something. It's not going to happen. What else, Minister Mildred?
And he that is filthy, let him be filthy still.
That means if I'm a whoremonger, backbiter, if I'm an embezzler, a cheater, whatever, when Jesus comes, that's the way I'm going to be.
You gonna rise?
Ain't no sense in me fooling you. I gotta tell you the truth. It's gonna be. Look here. They got a saying in prison. 4:30. You know what 4:30 means? Huh. It's over.
It's over.
So we've got to take full advantage of what Christ has given us right now. Christ has set us free from the yoke of bondage.
Yes, he has.
Who has bewitched you
mm.
to get back entangled again? When Christ set you free, how is it you get back entangled again? Because you got religion and not relationship.
That's it.
But when you run into the relationship of Jesus Christ, I tell people like this. Look, when you get full of Jesus, you ain't got to turn sin loose. Sin will turn you loose.
You ain't heard what I said.
Stick an iron.
Yes, Lord.
Stick a piece of metal in the fire. And when you stick that piece of metal in the fire, just let it sit there for a while.
No.
When you let it sit there, after a while, the iron not only is in the fire, but the fire gets in the iron.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? It travels up to where your hand is. You got to turn it loose.
Got it, brother.
When you get the fire of the Holy Ghost on the inside of you, you ain't got to struggle with fornication. You ain't got to struggle with adultery. You ain't got to struggle with homosexuality and lesbianism. You ain't got to struggle with wife beating and cussing. When you get the... Now, there is a fake one out there.
Oh, glory.
Now, the fake one out there is B.B. King say you'll be thrilled with it, but not filled with it.
Yes.
But when you get filled with it, baby,
genuine.
A change gonna come.
Yes,
what else to say, Minister Miller?
Yes,
we got
Lord.
About a minute left.
And he that is righteous, let him be righteous still. And he that is holy, let him be holy still. Stay holy, saints of God.
That's
Stay
what
holy.
It's all about, brother.
Hallelujah.
Glory I want you to read
God.
That last scripture.
Yes,
what
Lord.
It say?
Number 12 said, behold, I come quickly.
Uh-huh, keep going.
And my reward is with me to give every man according to his works shall be.
Now, if your works is unholy when he come, what makes you think they're going to be so righteous then?
No, they can't be.
Huh?
Amen.
Because many are going to say in that end, did we not prophesy in your name?
He gonna do
something. Didn't I preach in your name? Huh? Didn't I? See, this thing ain't just about doing as I say. But we got to be living examples
living
to the word of God. Amen. If I tell my children don't smoke and I smoke, I'm not a good example.
Exactly.
If I tell them not to do drugs and I'm doing drugs, I'm not a good example.
That's right.
Hey, look, we've got to go. Minister Miller, anything else?
Amen. Just know that God is willing that none perish, but all come to repentance.
Praise be to God. Amen. God bless you. We've got to go.
And for holiness.
Praise the Lord. We pray that this broadcast has been a blessing to you. And if it has, you can correspond with us by simply writing us at